Hi guys, how are you? How's been your week? Today we're going to be continuing with the David series. If you missed out last week, we spoke about our destiny and how God predestines us before we're even born. How David was predestined to be a king and how he was prepared for that. And, you know, when God does give us a purpose, there's always the enemy who comes, and he's going to come and he's going to want to fight that. He's going to come and he's going to place giants in our lives. You know, things that will make us derail, that will derail us from the road that God has put us on. And Pastor Caroline Webb once said, the greater the calling, the greater the giants. If you want your kids to fulfill their great calling, they need to learn how to fight. So with giants, they come in all shapes and forms. They come as addictions, they come as abuse, they come as weakness, rejection, broken relationships, addiction, discrimination, fear, past failures, discouragement, anger, depression. So many things that can come and hinder us from believing in God, from following God, and for fulfilling God's purpose within us. And so I know that each and every single one of us has faced giants in our lives before, things that try and stop us from believing in God. So in our small groups, let's discuss what types of giants that you have faced in your life, what obstacles that the devil or maybe even God allows to happen in your life. So, yeah. So, it seems we have faced giants in our lives, and we need to know that we will face giants on the way to our destiny. We will face giants in all shapes and forms, and it will seem like as soon as you defeat one giant, another one will come and another one will come, but you just have to keep on fighting until the very end, because God allows these giants to come to test our faith and to grow within us. You know, he will allow these things so that we grow stronger and we're able to learn and help other people. Like, for instance, my aunt, she's a pastor, and she was coming from work one day, and then when she was on the street, she got sexually harassed by a stranger. It was late at night. So you wonder, God, how could you allow this, and I'm following you, and I'm walking in your path. But God has, like, the energy that she still breathes and how she still persistently follows God is very encouraging. And she actually can now relate to people who have gone through that and help them. So God sometimes allows giants to come in our way so that we can help other people as well. And sometimes our giants will seem impossible to defeat. They'll come at you every single time, and you wonder, God, does God really exist? He sees the pain that I'm going through, and, you know, but God will always be there. He will always help us win. And we're going to see also how David, he also had giants in his life. In his life, he had a human giant. He had Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17:4-7, he says, a giant 3 meters tall stepped out from the Philistine line into the open, Goliath from Gath. He had a bronze helmet on his head and was dressed in armor, 60 kilograms of it. He wore bronze shin guards and carried a bronze sword. His spear was like a fence rail. The spear tip alone weighed over 7 kilograms. His shield bearer walked ahead of him. So it was a very big giant. He was properly armored, and he was there to taunt the Israelites, saying, who's going to come fight me? You're all weak. And, you know, sometimes the giants would come and be like, you're not beautiful. You are not smart. You are worthless. You cannot achieve this. Because of your past failures, how are you going to make it? You're not going to make it into the school play or into the rugby team. And giants will come and discourage you. And because in last term we learned about our mind and how the devil will come in our mind and he'll install small little things that will try and deter us from the path that we're supposed to be on. So we need to learn how to fight giants, even in our mind. And today, David is going to show us how to fight giants in our life. So the first thing David did was engage his giant. He said, "Your servant will go and fight him." Where other people were scared to go and fight them, because sometimes giants are scary, and you're going to be like, okay, it's a problem, I'm going to run away from this problem. But David decided to face the problem head on. David offered to fight Goliath and move towards him. So we have to be able to tell ourselves that, you know, I want to fight this giant. You know, in facing the giants, Coach Taylor said, "I feel like there are giants of fear and failure staring down at me, waiting to crush me. I'm tired of being afraid." So you have to be tired of depression, tired of anger, tired of the different things that come at you, and be willing to fight them. And you also need to remember your history. Remember how God has helped you. David says, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." So David remembered that God helped him in the past. In the same way, there's different things that have happened. For me, I had people who bullied me, but I needed to remember. And now when giants come my way, I need to remember that God got me through that phase. He can get me through this again. He can get me through the different things that can come my way. David remembered that God actually enabled me to fight the giant when I would fight lions and bears and be able to protect the sheep. So in the same way, you need to remember that God has done it before, and if he's done it before, he can do it again in your life. You need to select your weapons. Right. David took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. So David chose weapons that he was comfortable with. So we not say when giants come, like bullies come, you need to go and smack them in the face. You're not saying when anger comes, I'm not sure how you will deal with anger, but, you know, different things. You're not saying use physical things to fight others, but you need to engage in God. God was close to David. And so David didn't go with a sword. David went with stones. I mean, you have Goliath, who is so tall and big, and David went with a stone. So when you have God, it might seem like you're going something so small, something like that's not going to work, but if you pray, you will see how God can actually remove those giants from your path. But before you fight, you need to speak your victory and say, "I'm going to defeat this. I'm going to go over this. I am going to defeat, I'm going to say goodbye and defeat different things that come my way. I'm going to face the giants head on. God is going to help me conquer over this. And when I'm done with this, you'll see God's glory in that." 1 Samuel 17 said, "The day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut your head off. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." So you need to be there confident and be able to say, "I will defeat alcohol. I will defeat sexual sins. I will defeat anger. I will not let it come into my way, come into stopping my dreams. I will become," I don't know what you want to become. What do you want to become? Yes, "I will become a musician. I will not let flu stop me from singing," you know, different type of things. You need to defeat your giant. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. So David dealt the killer blow to the giant. Right? So when you pray, you're going to see God manifest in your life and you are going to come up triumphantly. Hannah wanted a child. People were laughing at her. "You're barren. You know, you cannot have children." But she prayed and she prayed and she prayed. And sometimes it's going to take a long time to defeat your giants, but don't give up. He needs to keep on pushing until that giant is gone. And when she was done, she had children. She had Samuel, she had many other children, and those people kept quiet. So your giants, they will, like when you defeat them, they won't come back, but there will be new giants that will come. So, with giants in your life, let's discuss and discover what can you learn from David about fighting giants in your life. Number two, how can you be confident that you will defeat giants in your life? And number three, what weapon has God given you to use against giants in your life? So we all discuss about the giants that we have in our lives. So now, what can we learn from David? So, yeah. Okay. So I think we've all faced giants in our lives. And in my life, I've also fought some giants. And I didn't even know there were giants at that time. Like, I moved from Zim to Cape Town in 2009. And then I got there. And, you know, before I left Zim, I was this very confident person. I would defend anyone who tried to fight my friends and say whatever, you know. And I was just full of energy. So I went to Cape Town, and when I got there, it was a whole different atmosphere. And that's when I went to my first ever bullying, like from primary, from preschool, you know. I'd never gone through bullying because I was the one who fought the bullies. But this time around, I got bullied because I was from Zim. And so they would make fun of me, and they would say very nasty things, you know, and I lost my confidence, and I had very low self-esteem. And so from that point onwards, I didn't have friends for those 3 years. During breaks, I would sit alone. And so that was, like, heartbreaking for me. And I'm like, God, how can you let me go through this pain, right? So I went back to Zim in 2012. I went back to Zim, and I got there, and I got friends. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. Finally got friends. But then at that point, I had lost my self-esteem. So I was trying to do things to fit in, and so these friends were very bad friends for me. They were very bad influence. And then that's when I started derailing from God's path. You know, I would start lying to my parents. Like, they'd be like, oh, I'm going for a study group, but I wouldn't be going for a study group. We're going somewhere else, you know, with my friends. And then God removed me from Zim. I didn't want to leave Zim when we came back in 2014. Sometimes God removes you because, you know, he sees that this is going to destroy you. So God removed me from that atmosphere. I came this side, and I was at school, and I changed schools twice. And then when I was in grade 11, it's when I started loving books. Right, so I would read novels, any type of novel I would read. And so the devil decided to use that against me. And so I started reading books like 50 Shades of Grey, book like erotica type of thing. And so God helped me fight over that, and I had to stop. And then what happened in grade 12, I wrote my matric. And I failed. 2017, I rewrited, and I failed again. And I'm like, God, how many times do I have to keep on doing this? You know, I've been trying to write, and it's not working out. And then 2018, passed this time around. And so I just see how God is helping me in different ways. I see how God is helping me in different ways. And 2015, I got a prophetic word. And God was like, you're going to be a very strong pillar. Okay. God was like, you're going to be a very strong pillar for people. And those who have problems are going to come to you. And they're going to help. You're going to help them. And so many people have been coming to me. since then. I had my helper who wanted to have an abortion, and she came and she told me, and I helped her through that phase. Thank you. And I had different friends, and you know, all those people, because I prayed, I'm like, God, help me. All those people who ever did me wrong, God says, put it in his hands and he will help you. You are avenged for those people who are hurt. So I'm not saying it's good. My mom told me, she's like, sometimes, you know, when you pray for God to help you, you have to also tell him that, okay, don't avenge in this period. Because everything that happened to me also then happened to all those people 10 times worse. Right. So my mom was like, sometimes when you forgive these people, you have to pray to God and say, God, don't repeat the same things that happened to them, to me. And, you know, the funny thing is, when they went through those experiences, I was the one who was there to help them through everything. So sometimes our giants, we face them, so we help other people. Sometimes the devil will use advantage of the good things that come in our life to distract us. But we have to stay fighting to the very end. There's the movie Facing the Giants. And in there, Coach Tyler says, I want God to bless this team so much that people talk about what he did. But we need to give him our best in every area. And if we win, we praise him. And if we lose, we praise him. Either way, we honor him and our actions. And with our attitudes. And with attitude, he says, your attitude is the aroma of your heart. If your attitude stinks, it means your heart is not right. So when we have giants, when sometimes these giants seem impossible to defeat, we praise God in everything, because he will come through at the end of it all. And you know, one thing that he said was that the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. So we need to know that God is our rock. He will always be there. David defeated Goliath with a rock. So God's power was in that rock. So we need God as our rock, and he will deliver us from all the different troubles that we have. So we're going to watch a video, a trailer of Facing the Giants. So this guy, he learned that he was going to be removed from being a coach. After that, his car was having problems. After that, he learned that he can't have children. He's infertile. It was him who was preventing him from having kids. And he also learned that he was fighting the Giants, the team, and that team was like the best team ever. And so his team had to go against that team. And we see how he actually fights the Giants. We see how he says that in everything we praise God. We see how he says that with everything we honor him, with our attitudes and with our actions. And we see how he prays to God and he leans on him. So don't quit. Don't give up. When giants come in your path, keep looking towards God, because he is going to promote you in ways that you cannot understand. Sometimes you won't even know why things are happening in your life, but you should know that you shouldn't let go of God. So, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day. We just bring each and every single one of us into your hands, Lord, and every single giant that we're going through right now. And Lord, I just pray that you give us the strength to carry on, give us the strength to hold on, give us the strength to overcome every single giant that comes our way. And I pray, Lord, that you use every single thing that happens, Lord, to help other people who are going through the same experiences, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we'll come out victorious in every single situation that we're going through, that we'll be able to achieve our dreams, and we'll be able to fulfill the purpose that you've placed within us. I just ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we are going to be having daily devotions on giants, and you don't want to miss out on them. So if you're not on the WhatsApp group, do sign up on your sheets there because they're very powerful and they can help you. And if you don't have a cell phone, you're grounded or whatnot, there's a pack of devotions at the back and you can grab one before you go. Next week, we're also going to be talking about friends. I did speak about how friends can also derail you. Here we have friends that can actually help you, you know. So be there next week, and if you want to talk to any leader about your problems that you're facing through, you want someone who can help you through something or pray for you, you can come and speak to me, you can speak to Pastor Debbie, Tabs, Pastor Mark, Grace. We'll be there. So enjoy your week.